A sword, Ragnar said, is a great tool for discovering the truth. What about the monk's church? How much silver does it have?
The monk gabbled that we could look for ourselves, that we could take whatever we found, that it was all ours, anything we found was ours, all was ours.
I translated these panicked statements, and Ragnar again smiled. He's not telling the truth, is he?
Isn't he? I asked.
He wants me to look because he knows I won't find, and that means they've hidden their treasure or had it taken away. Ask him if they've hidden their silver.
I did, and the monk reddened.
We are a poor church, he said, with little treasure.
And he stared wide-eyed as I translated his answer. Then he tried to get up and run as Ragnar stepped forward. But he tripped over his robe, and Heartbreaker pierced his spine so that he jerked like a landed fish as he died. There was silver, of course, and it was buried. Another of the monks told us so. And Ragnar sighed as he cleaned his sword on the dead monk's robe.
They're such fools, he said plaintively. They'd live if they answered truthfully the first time.
But suppose there wasn't any treasure, I asked him.
Then they'd tell the truth and die, Ragnar said, and found that funny.
But what's the point of a monk, except to hoard treasure for us Danes? They're ants who hoard silver. Find the ant's nest, dig, and a man's rich.
He stepped over his victims.
At first I was shocked by the ease with which he would kill a defenseless man. But Ragnar had no respect for folk who cringed and lied. He appreciated an enemy who fought, who showed spirit. But men who were weakly sly, like the ones he killed at Genius Burr's gate, were beneath his contempt, no better than animals. We emptied Genius Burr of food, then made the monks dig up their treasure. It was not much. 2 silver mass cups, 3 silver plates, a bronze crucifix with a silver Christ, a bone carving of angels climbing a ladder, and a bag of silver pennies. Ragnar distributed the coins among his men, then hacked the silver plates and cups to pieces with an axe and shared out the scraps. He had no use for the bone carving, so shattered it with his sword. A weird religion, he said. They worship just one god?
One god, I said. But he's divided into 3.
He liked that.
A clever trick, he said. But not useful. This triple god has a mother, doesn't he?
Mary, I said, following him as he explored the monastery in search of more plunder.
I wonder if the baby came out in 3 bits, he said.
So what's this god's name?
Don't know.
I knew he had a name because Beoka had told me, but I could not remember it.
The 3 together are the Trinity, I went on. But that's not God's name. Usually they just call him God.
Like giving a dog the name Dog, Ragnar declared, then laughed.
So who's Jesus?
One of the 3.
The one who died, yes?
And he came back to life?
Yes, I said, suddenly fearful that the Christian God was watching me, readying a dreadful punishment for my sins.
Gods can do that, Ragnar said airily. They die, come back to life, they're gods.
He looked at me, sensing my fear, and ruffled my hair. Don't you worry, Uhtred. The Christian God doesn't have power here.
He doesn't?
Of course not.
He was searching a shed at the back of the monastery and found a decent sickle that he tucked into his belt.
Gods fight each other. Everyone knows that. Look at our gods. The Aesir and Vanir fought like cats before they made friends.